This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. More testimony is expected today in Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York. NPR's Andrea Bernstein reports on yesterday's opening statements.
In blunt terms, Assistant District Attorney Matthew Colangelo laid out the theory of the case, that Trump orchestrated a criminal scheme to win the 2016 election, that early in the campaign, Trump, Attorney Michael Cohen, and David Pecker, the supermarket tabloid publisher, formed a conspiracy to influence the presidential election by concealing negative information about Trump. That, he said, led to hush money payments to Stormy Daniels and two others. And according to the DA, Trump then falsified business records to cover it all up. Defense attorney Todd Blanche said there was nothing criminal here, that Trump was trying to protect his family, his brand, and his reputation. Blanche also said Cohen is a convicted liar and cannot be trusted. Andrea Bernstein, NPR News, New York.
Trump has pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. He's called the case a political prosecution. Protests sparked by the war between Israel and Hamas are spreading to more college campuses in the U.S. Dozens of demonstrators were arrested yesterday at New York University and Yale, hours before the start of the Jewish holiday Passover. In-person classes at Columbia University in New York were moved online as pro-Palestinian protesters continued their encampment on the campus there. More than 100 demonstrators were arrested at Columbia last week. Similar protests are being reported at places like the University of Michigan and Ohio State. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear a challenge to the Biden administration's regulation of so-called ghost guns. The guns are untraceable and come in ready-to-assemble kits containing gun parts. Here's NPR's Nina Totenberg.
The regulation issued by the ATF in 2022 does not ban these kits, but it does require the definition of a firearm under existing law to change. It requires manufacturers and sellers of the kits to obtain licenses, to mark the gun parts with traceable numbers, and to conduct background checks before selling the kits. Gun rights groups challenged the law, and two lower courts in Texas struck it down, declaring that a weapons kit is not a firearm, and thus that the regulation is not authorized under existing law. The Biden administration appealed to the Supreme Court, which temporarily allowed the regulation to go into effect. Now the court has formally taken the step of voting to hear the case next term. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The nation's high court is also set to hear arguments in a case involving coffee retailer Starbucks and the National Labor Relations Board. It stems from Starbucks firing seven employees who were seeking to unionize a store in Memphis, Tennessee. This is NPR News from Washington. Authorities in Oklahoma say no arrests have been made in the deaths of five people, including two children. Their bodies were discovered yesterday inside a home on the southwest side of Oklahoma City. Police say all five had injuries consistent with homicide. Joint exercises are underway in the South China Sea involving the U.S. and Philippine militaries. As NPR's Emily Fang reports, the drills are scheduled to last several weeks and are intended to send a message to China.
More than 16,000 soldiers from the U.S. and the Philippines are participating in Exercise Balikatan for the next 3 weeks. It's an annual bilateral exercise, but both sides have expanded their size and scope this year. It's a strong signal to China, who is watching the drills closely because they're designed this year to simulate conflict in the contested South China Sea and Taiwan, two areas where China has made contested territorial claims. The U.S. and the Philippines will practice targeting and firing HIMARS, the U.S. advanced rocket launching system, on the Philippines islands of Palawan and Batanes, which are situated near the South China Sea and Taiwan, respectively. And the French Navy will join a joint U.S.-Philippines maritime exercise in the South China Sea as well. Emily Fang, NPR News, Taipei, Taiwan.
A new survey says tensions between Washington and Beijing remain the top concern of American companies operating in China. The findings from the American Chamber of Commerce in China highlight concerns about the upcoming presidential election in the U.S. and how it might shape the future business environment. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Sattva. Sattva luxury mattresses are every bit as elegant as the most expensive brands, but because they're sold online, they're about half the price. Visit SAATVA.com/NPR and save an additional $200.